Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 30, Johannesburg 28, Mbombela 31.
Issues on the roads, Midrand. We've got a stationary vehicle on the N1 southbound. It is after Olifantsfontein Road, and we've got Opgehoopte Verkeer. Woodmead, N1 southbound, a stationary vehicle before Rivonia Road and the Crown. We've got congestion on multiple routes through the Crown.
Die minister van basiese onderwys, Siviweko Gube, sê sy het uitgereik na die minister van finansies vir 'n dringende vergadering om die begroting van die onderwyssektor aan te spreek. Kwagube het vanoggend gewaarsku dat die land se skole 'n finansiële krisis in die gesig staar. Sy het twee vergaderings geroep met die raad van onderwysministers en 'n vergadering met die minister van finansies.
Again, this is designed so that we can work together and find solutions. First, immediate solutions to try and salvage the situation, but also we need to look at longer term solutions on how do we make sure that we protect the critical services that we need in our schools.
Inwoners van die Broadwalk Urban Village Complex in Midrand is dakloos gelaat nadat 'n reuse brand gisteraand 130 woonede vernietig het. Die gebou se eienaars het gereël dat inwoners wat die kompleks moes ontruim, die nag in verskeie hotelle in Midrand deurbring. Die woordvoerder van Johannesburg se nooddienste, Olile Komalo, sê hulle moedig inwoners aan om 'n verblyfsgeriewe deeglik te ondersoek voordat hulle intrek en seker te maak alle elektriese toestelle is afgeskakel wanneer hulle dit klaar gebruik het.
One person sustained injuries and was transported to a nearby hospital. No fatalities have been reported up to this point. The cause of fire is not yet known, but under investigation by EMS fire inspectors.
President Cyril Ramaphosa het 'n beroep op die Verenigde Nasies gedoen vir die hervorming van die Veiligheidsraad. Die besluitmaakliggaam van die VN het geen permanente verteenwoordigers van Afrika nie. Ramaphosa sê die Veiligheidsraad het versuim in sy doelwitte om vrede te bewerkstellig en te behou.
Africa and its 1.4 billion people remain excluded from its key decision-making structure. This cannot continue. The Security Council has not fulfilled its mandate to maintain international peace and security. The UN Security Council must be reformed as a matter of agency.
Die menseregteorganisasie Amnesty International doen 'n beroep op die regering van Kenia om die dood van betogers te ondersoek. Die organisasie vra dat die regering 'n kommissie van stapel stuur om die dood van meer as 60 betogers te bestudeer. Mense het tussen Julie en Augustus die jaar die strate ingeval oor 'n omstrede finansieswet wat belasting sou vermeerder het. Amnesty International sê hulle beweer dat talle betogers dood is na onwettige aksies deur polisiebeamptes. Meer op jackryanfm.com, klik op news. En die Grammy-bekroonde sangeres Lady Gaga gaan vanjaar 'n 7de album vrystel, as ook die klankbaan van haar komende fliek. Die klankbaan album Harley Quinn het 13 snitte, word Vrydag vrygestel en haar atelieralbum word volgende maand vrygestel. Ek is my opinie op top story this hour. Minister of Basic Education reaches out to the Minister of Finance over education budget.
All right, I'm going to reach out to the folks who are driving around the Bedford View area just in N3 northbound, a crash at Van Buren Road. And a big fire. What on earth? Sheesh, the footage of that fire in Midrand apartment thing. Look, it was a multi-use thing. So at this stage, do we know what caused the fire? Nobody's coming out and saying that the investigation hasn't been completed, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was a gas cylinder. You know, I mean, there was a restaurant, a bar owner. Maybe it was a... Who knows? It's just a miracle that all of those folks managed to get out alive.
Very, very happy ending.
Yeesh.
They're considering.
Wow, man. Ongelooflijke story. Also, the other one which is causing quite a few political ructions is the clip you just played about our state president over addressing the United Nations in New York City.
Yes.
At their headquarters. You know, Russia's just done a real stupid thing. Russia has just...